faith in this open format.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivy Anna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this momentous Monday, if you're just getting started, it's 7:38. Today is March the 25th, and you already know we're wanting you to get your momentum going. And you know, this morning as we were traveling in, the traffic seemed to move just a little bit better because most kids this Monday morning, this momentous Monday morning, are out of school for spring break. So you know how we always ask you to watch out for school kids, school zones, and school buses? Well, there are still some kids that are indeed in school this Monday morning, but most of the kids in public schools are out for the spring vacation. So as you're traveling in, as you're getting on your way and underway this morning, we want to ask that you watch out for kids all throughout the day because they're out of school and they are going to be everywhere. Most kids are unsupervised, and so that means that they're on their free time and they're out and about. And what we see most times is that kids venture out of their neighborhoods into other areas. So it's really important that you stay on point and make sure that you watch out for those kids. We know that this is a great time of the year where kids are relaxing, winding down, and trying to finish up. So they're enjoying their holiday. And we hope that your morning is underway and that you're off to a really good start. I want to switch gears just a little bit, and I kind of want to revisit Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And, you know, as I was thinking about it and I was thinking about what it equals real women helping other women. And one of the questions that we started with was people getting out of their way. And I want to start with that this Monday morning because a lot of us are moving in a direction, but we're moving with blockage, if you will, because it's hard for us to get out of our own way. And each of the ladies talked about what they do to get out of their own way. And as I processed the conversation and really meditated on it and thought about it and thought about all the revelations that we all had at that moment, I just wanted to really impress upon you this morning, especially on Mondays. You know, for the most part, we're our own worst enemies. And I was thinking, you know, what would happen if we could just simply get out of the way
And you might say, get out of the way of what? Get out of the way of self and let go and let God have his way. And the reason why most of us struggle with getting out of the way is because we want to simply control everything in and around our lives. And what DC and I have found is that when we relinquish that control, which is really just an illusion anyway, you're never really in control, and you're never really making things happen. You know how, like, when great things happen and you are you're in the middle of that thing happening, or you think you've made that thing happen, well, the next time you want to do even more to make the next thing happen. But when you really live in the authenticity of truth, you will really understand that you were just a byproduct of the happening, that it was nothing that you really did to make it happen. And we're looking around at our lives, and we're looking around at all of the people that surround our lives, and we're thinking, you know, all those things that happened, all those great things, we thought that we somehow made them happen, but we really didn't. And then what happens is we start depending on self, and we start feeling like, I've got to do something. And what happens, DC, is that we really start getting in our own way. We start blocking the power of God because we're in the way. And so everybody had a take on it on Friday, and I really started meditating on why that came out and why that came through. And I think it is indicative of what many of us are fighting. Many of us don't have what God has for us because we're in the way. And getting out of the way is not something that you do one time. Getting out of the way is something that you have to be cognizant of doing daily. And I think sometimes Monday is really, really tough because we're really in the way on Monday because we're trying to control the outcome of Monday. And we're doing it in our thinking. We are thinking already that Monday is not going to be a good day. So we've already created blockage. We've already created a roadblock in our minds and our thinking, because we've already said, Monday is a bad day, I'm dragging in, I'm tired. Remember, every single day, we try to remind you that those words are like a boomerang. When you put them out there into the atmosphere, eventually they come back. And because we absolutely understand the truth of that, we want to put out those good, positive things. Whatever it is that's happening this morning, you can change it by changing what's coming out of your mouth. You know what? We purpose in our heart that we are going to have momentum this morning. That's why we call it Momentum Monday. I am drinking from my cup, Momentum, and I believe and I expect that today I will have the momentum to get my week started on the absolute right foot. Now, if you haven't peeked outside this morning, it is cold outside. The temperatures have dropped, and it's a little bit windy and cold. Remember, kids are out of school. Most kids, still private schools, are still in session. So we want to encourage you to still slow down through those school zones and still make sure that you're watching out for those few school buses that are on the road. Please make sure that you stay engaged. Every single day we see some sort of accident in the Twin Cities. And if we all stay engaged, we make it better for each and every person, each and every child, each and every school bus driver on the road. Y'all, it's Momentous Monday. If you're just getting started, it's 7:44 and you're on point. We're back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:49, and today is March 25th. It is Momentous Monday, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas for all of your home, auto, life, or insurance needs. State Farm agent Rosa Fields, the number 318-487-1881, 318-487-1881. Also Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. And Amerigroup. Amerigroup is serving families through 13 states, and more than 70% of their members are moms and kids. We're going to tell you about the open enrollment and how you can connect with Amerigroup. It's really, really important. A lot of times we get these things in the mail as moms about our kids' insurance, especially if you're on Medicaid or LaChip, and we don't read that information. Well, it's critically important that we know what's going on and that we make the right decision when it comes to our kids. And Amerigroup is that right decision. And we're going to tell you more about that this week. Switching gears just again, DC, back to getting in the way. You know, you and I were talking about this all weekend long, and we were talking about the way that life happens and the way that we have systematically gotten in the way of life, really. We've gotten in the way of those things that God had for us by just simply wanting to control things. And I think it's critically important this morning that people really hear this word. And God woke me up at about 3 o'clock this morning, and there was a real resounding message that so many people are getting in the way of their own greatness by trying to control things. And you and I were talking about our lives and how our whole life long, just until the last few years, that we understood that we have been in our own way. And I want you to kind of talk about how you and I, and really how you, because each individual has to do it for themselves, but how you have really been able to move out of the way of God and the universe.
Right. Well, first it was basically just recognizing that I was doing that.
And how did you recognize that?
Well, because, you know, I was able to look back on a lot of the things that I've done, and I was able to see that everything was always going really, really well until I decided that I needed to do something to make it go better or to keep it going the way that it was going.
Mm-hmm.
And what I started to realize that my pattern was I would always get in the way of the process and not being able to be patient to see the situation through to its, you know, to its end.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as you get older, you get wiser, and you start to see, you look back on some of the mistakes that you've made. And for me, I was fortunate enough to see that I was doing some things that was actually sabotaging the things that I believe God had for me to do in my life.
And so how did you recognize that sabotage? If you
Well, I mean, you really wouldn't call it sabotage. I mean, the way that I look at it now, I say, you know, Uncle New used to say to us all the time, you know, basically when you have something, when God charges you, gives you something that he wants you to do, he used to say he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I used to often wonder, I wonder what he means that he's going to do it. God is not going to come down and do something for me. I have to do the things that I have to do here to make it happen. Here, I'm going to have to make it happen,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, it was just through, you know, trial, error, and, you know, gaining wisdom that I learned that if God has a thing for you to do, there's really not a whole lot that you have to do but walk in whatever it is that he have you to do. And what we're learning through the teachings that at church is that a lot of times when God gives you a thing to do and it's a victory that you're going to have, a lot of times it's really sweatless. It's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you run into a lot of divine appointments. You meet people that help you along the way that have been put in place by, you know, God to help you through whatever the course is that you need to do. So it's not that we don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's that when God gives us something to do, we don't want to get into it prematurely. In other words, we don't want to try to make it happen ourselves, and
mm-hmm.
I found that we botched up a lot of stuff doing
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. And I think it takes a lot of courage to really talk about when you've gotten in the way and when you've messed things up. And if people will receive this word this morning, you know, because I kept asking God, I'm like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I have a couple hours left that I can sleep, and I just kept getting this message to share with our listeners that when you get in the way, and getting in the way comes via wanting to be in control, wanting to fix it, wanting to make the next big thing happen, that's when you start to really lose it. That's when things start to go awry because you're trying to do it and you don't realize that you're just part of the process. That, you know, like sometimes I'll get anxious about a thing and I'll get on to DC and I'll say, we need to be doing this or we need to be doing that or let's hurry and do this. And he'll stop and say, you know what? I didn't get anything from God on that. All I got is that we need to keep doing what we've been doing. And for many of us, it's hard to really just be still. And sometimes you just have to be still. But if this message resonates with you, what you've got to understand is that it's nothing that you're going to do to make it happen. You know, sometimes people are always looking for the next big thing, but it's nothing you are going, and I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to me too, because simply I have wanted to, and we were talking about this last night with our family, and I just want to welcome, you know, my family into town. Actually, they're leaving town. My brother Robert, my sister Zelda, my entire family has been here over the weekend, and we have had a wonderful time just fellowshipping, and it's just wonderful to fellowship when there's not a death or when there's not a sickness. But we were talking last night, DC, very much about this same issue, and maybe that's why it really just soaked down into my spirit about getting out of the way. And sometimes we're so afraid of failing. We're so afraid of failure that it's hard for us to get out of the way. And so when you just simply begin to cast your cares and your worries onto a source that's greater than yourself, then you begin to say, you know what? It is out of my control. I trust God. I trust the universe, or whatever it is that you believe in. You trust that if you just keep walking in the direction that you know is right and that you have felt in your spirit is the right direction to walk, that the next best thing will happen. And that, as you said, DC, those divine appointments will be there waiting. And for women, I think it's even tougher because we are so judgmental of each other that we're never looking for the best thing about another person or about another woman. We're always looking for what's wrong. And sometimes when you're looking for, not sometimes, all the time, when you're looking for what's wrong, guess what's going to happen? You're going to find it. You are absolutely going to find what's wrong. But when you look for what's good and you praise that and you start to live there in what's good, then you'll start to see that those good, positive things will happen. And it's not because you did anything. It's just because you kept the right frame of mind. And sometimes we don't even realize that we have allowed ourselves to get into a place of negativity, to get in a place of doubting, to get in a place of fear, because you can't recognize it. But this morning, on this momentous Monday, I believe that God has a great plan for each and every life. And that if you get your momentum and you purpose in your heart today that you're going to get out of the way and you're going to let the miracle happen, then guess what? The next best thing will happen to you. And I'm going to tell you, we have got an amazing woman on the show on point this morning. You've met her already. Her name is Leah Newman. And we told you that we were going to bring her back when she had finished penning her memoir. And it's very much a story of courage. It's a very much a story of authenticity, of self and truth. It's a powerful story. When we come back, we're going to reintroduce you to Leah Newman, and we're going to tell you about her new book. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the
start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to make it easy and get you
fish. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining on this momentous Monday, this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, McDonald's of Alexandria, and also Get Wired Satellites. Now, I told you at the last segment that we were going to reintroduce you to Leah Newman. Well, her memoir is called Still Points North, and it's about growing up in the Alaskan bush. And when we last spoke to her, of course, she is the deputy editor of Oprah.com, and she is the editor-at-large for Black Balloon Publishing. She has written several articles, and all of which, those articles grab me. And so one of her articles just simply grabbed my attention, and I said, you know what, Leah Newman is someone that we have to introduce to our listeners and someone that we have to connect with because she is always saying something. And so, Leah, we want to welcome you back to the OPT Network. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carla. Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. And so the last time you were here, you were working on your memoir, Still Points North, One Alaskan Child, One Grown-Up World, One Long Journey Home. And I said to you during the break, I said, reading the book, what struck me most was the courage that it took to pen this memoir. Talk about when you decided to not only pen the memoir, but to open up your life to the world, really.
Well, it's an interesting thing because the way I grew up, courage was always required in a very physical sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just talk about this in the book a little bit, but there were many instances, you know, I can think of one off the bat where just this huge wind. My dad was a bush pilot, and we were in his airplane. And
for those people that have never read the book, you've got to tell people what in the world a bush pilot is.
Okay, so I grew up in Alaska, but a lot of our time was spent in what they call the bush, which is the area of the wilderness that has no roads that lead to it. There are no streets, there are no roads, there are no houses, and if you go to certain places in that area, you can almost guarantee that humans haven't been there yet. especially at the time period when I was growing up in the 70s, when the population of Alaska was much, much smaller. And so my dad really felt strongly that I was a little girl, I was his only child, and he wanted to teach me how to hunt, he wanted to teach me how to fish, he wanted to teach me how to hike a mountain, wild sheep hunt, go after caribou, mm-hmm. anything that he did, I was going to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so one time we were out there flying around, we were coming back from a fishing trip, and this wind began to carry our airplane up, up, and up. And we got up to 20,000 feet, which is an altitude where a small plane like ours, which is just a little two-seater, it should fall out of the sky.
Wow.
It's not technically supposed to be able to fly that high. And our lips turned blue, and we were giggling and the whole time we were giggling and laughing mm-hmm. because we were oxygen deprived.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously we were very worried about passing out because that would have been the worst thing to have happened.
Wow.
But at a certain point, my dad had to look at me and he was laughing. And he's going, I think we're in trouble. The only thing he could think to do was point the nose of the plane directly at the earth.
Wow.
In other words, just try and make us fall out of the mm-hmm. sky and hopefully we could pull out of it. And I guess it was a pretty agonizing 10 minutes, but we didn't go straight down. What happened was that same gentle wind that had lifted us up, for a reason that nobody can understand, also drifted us down back towards the earth as if nothing had happened.
Wow.
And so there were many times in my life where, you know, this kind of courage was required. You mm-hmm. had to keep it together, right? I mean, mm-hmm. sobbing and getting hysterical. Neither of us got hysterical, but we were definitely contemplating our lives as we'd lived them up to that point.
Right.
I think I was about 11.
Right.
I don't know how much contemplation I'd ever had, but.
And so, Leah.
I think that's a different kind of courage. Anyway, what I was going to say is it's a physical kind of courage. That mm-hmm. is not the kind of courage that you get as an older person, having to face circumstances, having to face the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk about writing a book, you know, I think I was very comfortable with leaping off cliffs in foreign countries or riding around in Russia. In my later life, I became a travel writer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had traveled wildly in Russia and Nepal and many foreign countries. And I had not been afraid, but I was afraid of my own story.
Wow.
So
you were afraid of your own story. That is powerful. And so your story really begins as a young girl and your parents divorcing. And it is many, many of our stories, and I think that that's what struck me about your story the most. But the life that your family had almost seemed to be a fairy tale life, but then it somehow falls apart. Let's talk about that journey.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I wrote the book from the perspective of, half the book is written from the perspective of a child I was at 8 years old, mm-hmm. which was the only way I could really write it, because I kind of had to just re-experience it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't analyze it, and I couldn't explain it. I could just write down what happened.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it was a fairy tale existence. We lived in Alaska. We lived next to the world's the largest preserved forest in North America, the Chugach National Forest. It's mm-hmm. over 1 million acres.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had my mom and my dad. I had a little husky dog named Baby.
Mm-hmm.
you know, moose came into our backyard all the time, especially in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And we hunted and we fished and I went to school and I loved it. But my parents' marriage was really like many people's marriages, particularly in the late 70s and early 80s. My parents' marriage was very volatile mm-hmm. and angry marriage.
Mm-hmm.
At one point in the book, I talk about how my parents were fighting one time and I went in to tell them that, you know, the kitchen was on fire
mm-hmm.
and they continued to fight and not listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I think I must have been about 5 or 6, but I remember getting mad at them and saying, they never listen to me. I'm just going to go watch The Love Boat.
Wow.
And, of course, the kitchen, it was French fries that were on fire that my parents had forgotten about. And the kitchen burned down. A lot of the house burned down
mm-hmm.
before any of us took control of the situation. And I hate to bring that story up because I don't want to display my parents in a bad light. I think that in a bad marriage, you know, a lot of emotions and drama take over that are not necessarily intrinsic to the person. You
mm-hmm.
know, love can transform us, but also when we don't feel loved, it can really deform us.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my parents. They're wonderful people. But when our family really began to fall apart, my mom moved me to Baltimore, Maryland.
Let me stop you right there, because
sure.
For a lot of people, I want to give them a background. It was a family of really a family well-to-do. Your dad was a doctor. Was an orthopedic surgeon, and I'm sure your mom was well taken care of, and you all were known in the community. And then something happened. The marriage falls apart, which happens in a lot of families. And when the marriage falls apart, your mom doesn't just take you a couple states over or a couple miles over. She takes you 5,000 miles away. But there is a lot of there seems to be a lot of bitterness, a lot of anger in the separation.
Yes, my mom was very, very angry. I mean, it's one of those things that I've seen happen. I've talked to other people that have had this situation happen where, you know, as it turns out, my dad, I think, had already moved on to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was devastated. But, you know, I think they'd had so many problems in the marriage before. Apparently, my mother had threatened to leave over and over again since the moment I was born.
Mm.
And she never really was able to reconcile that with herself. So one thing she did was move me to Baltimore, 5,000 miles away, where she had grown up. And I think she felt some kind of comfort. She loved Baltimore so much, and she loved, on the way there, we stopped in Alabama and Pensacola, Florida, where I had a lot of Southern relatives, and I think she needed that kind of protection of her extended family.
Mm-hmm.
But for her, it became kind of a marker. You know, she did not get remarried, and like many women with kids, she had a lot of money problems. She had trouble supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
And we really struggled.
And I wondered about that. And I wondered about that, especially since your dad was a doctor.
Well, the reasons are complicated. I think that, A, I was a child and unable to explain to him what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
B, I think my mother, you know, had her pride, so she didn't mm-hmm. take alimony, and certain things that, you know, that you do when you're getting divorced, you want to be proud and stay on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, of course, it was very hard for us to get by. She was a social worker in downtown Baltimore in the 80s working for Head Start. We were not making any money. And mm-hmm. lastly, my mom had, and I hate to say it, but you kind of find this out later in the book, is that, you know, her mother suffered from a lot of mental issues and was in and out of institutions. And my mom was also grappling with many of these mental issues, including spending problem,
mm-hmm.
compulsive
mm-hmm.
spending problem,
mm-hmm.
and some other problems, and some alcoholism and some other things. So I think a lot of our money went to things that, not shoes and
mm-hmm.
not vitamins and not the things mm-hmm. that I needed, really. And they went more to things that, you know,
mm-hmm.
were supporting those addictions.
Right.
So that was hard for me to understand as a kid. I definitely didn't get it.
Absolutely.
I couldn't explain it to you.
Absolutely. And you know what? We've got to take a quick break here, Leah. But when we come back, I want to talk about how cathartic writing this book was. When you talked about in the beginning that initially mm-hmm. you were afraid of your own story, I think that for many people is a lot of their stories. They're afraid to revisit the past in order to heal for the future. And you really
mm-hmm.
talk about that process and the courage. And so let's get a quick break here. But when we come back, we'll talk about the spiritual catharsis that happened
mm-hmm.
by opening up these hurts and dealing with them and how they affected you later in life. Stay on point, everybody. This is an important, important message for a lot of people. Leah Newman is our guest. The book is Still Points North. Stay on point. We're back right after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the Now and Pass Waiver Services, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you something.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites, McBites.
Now there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, if you're just getting your morning started, it's 18 minutes after 8, and we hope that your momentum is going. Let me tell you what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about Still Points North. Leah Newman is the author of this incredible memoir. She is the deputy editor for Oprah.com. She has also written for the New York Times, Modern Love, and City Sections, One Story, Tin House. She's written fiction. She's written all sorts of things. And this morning she's here talking about her incredible, what I call an incredible story. And during the break, we were talking about, Leah, how you were able to get out of the way, get out of God's way, mm-hmm. the universe's way, to make way for this story. Yeah. How did that happen?
Well, I think, you know, I do think, I mean, it's interesting that you're saying God, because I wrote a lot of the memoir in a church. I've got two kids, and I didn't have anywhere to write in my own house, and so the reverend at our church gave me the teen room, so I would go there in the early morning and write in the teen room.
Wow.
But one of the things that was a problem in my life before this book was I was writing a lot of things. I was writing short stories and novels, and they were not working. And I think it's because I always knew I had to do this memoir first.
Mm-hmm.
It was as if the memoir was getting in the way, and I couldn't figure out, even though I could write well, why my novel wasn't good,
mm-hmm.
you know? Or why, if I could write well, I could write a good sentence, why the short story wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to the memoir really out of a place of failure. Of realizing I had tried and I had failed to write a book, and that I had to do something different. That was the first thing. I knew I had to do something different,
mm-hmm.
radically different. And so I just started writing little notes about my dad and my mom and fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And in a long time, the second thing that helped me was I was in denial. I thought I was writing a story about fishing. Mm-hmm. That's what I would tell myself. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the minute you bring up fishing, you bring up my dad. Mm-hmm. You bring up our relationship. Mm-hmm. You bring up that my mother didn't like fishing. Mm-hmm. Already you have a story. If two people like it and one person doesn't, that sort of is indicative of a whole family structure. Mm-hmm. And I was still, though, afraid because I love my parents. Mm-hmm. My parents love me. And we're private people, very private. Mm. And the only way I was able to allow myself to write about the story was that I decided very early on that despite all of our problems, I was going to write a book of love mm-hmm. and respect for my family. It was not going to be an attack on anybody. Mm-hmm. It was going to show everyone all their magnificence, but also their flaws. Mm. But when you're writing out of love, and it's so much easier. Mm-hmm. It really is. All those things like judgment and all the anger and stuff mm-hmm. don't come up as much. And you actually write better mm-hmm. and you think clearer mm-hmm. and you're able to get yourself to another level. Mm-hmm. And that gave me permission to do it because I knew what my intentions were mm-hmm. about writing the memoir, which were to celebrate this life we had together.
Right. And so,
you know, it was an extraordinary life.
Right.
Alaska, Baltimore, two incredibly smart parents who lived very differently from other people that I knew.
Mm-hmm. And so you talked about, and it's really ironic that, and I got this in my spirit this morning, about getting out of the way. Did you hear
yes.
that still small voice say that, it's not until you do the thing that I'm asking you to do that the next thing will happen. And that thing, obviously, was writing this memoir.
It totally was. I mean, you couldn't be more spot on. As a matter of fact, I gave my parents the book after I'd finished it because I wanted them to look at the Alaska parts and weigh in. And I said to them, if you're upset about this book, we will not publish it.
Wow.
And I had already sold it to Random House. I had already sold it to Dial Press.
Mm-hmm.
We were very, and I was 3 years in. It took me 3 years to write.
Wow.
But I was very much convinced that if this did not come out the right way, or did not come out in a public way, it would be okay because it had fixed me. I did not know that it was going to do this. But in the process of sitting down and looking at these different things that happened, I really became a different person.
How so?
I did.
How so?
Well, I think I became less angry. That is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big things I talk about in the book is growing up in Alaska, you know, hunting and fishing, chopping your own wood, building stoves, digging out outhouses. This kind of life makes you very self-reliant.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And it's a wonderful way. And the same thing with having a single mother who's working three part-time jobs,
mm-hmm.
you know, really can't be there for you. I had to walk back and forth a couple miles just to get to school by myself
mm-hmm.
every day
mm-hmm.
And then come home and make my own dinner and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But so growing up in this way, self-reliance is a wonderful quality. I mean, and it's a very Alaskan quality, this independence. But in my case, I think I took it too far. And that's what I really wanted to talk about in the book was, you know, some of us get so competent. We get so good at going alone because we've had to from a young age and
mm-hmm.
we take the pride in it.
Mm-hmm.
But there becomes a comfort in it, you know, a very improbable comfort of loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we take comfort in that loneliness. It becomes our friend, and we don't let anybody in, and we don't know how to ask for help, and we exhaust ourselves because we just got to do it all ourselves, all the time, all alone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, writing this book, I had to turn to my parents and talk to them. I had to open myself up to my husband and have him read parts of it. I had to talk to people from the past, and I had to realize that I needed help from editors. I needed help from editor.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't write it alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I needed help from friends to read it and say, Lee, you're on the right track, or no. You know, big
mm-hmm.
parts had to be cut out. So for me, it was the book itself was the lesson that I was trying to communicate in the book. You know, they were
mm-hmm.
part and parcel.
Mm-hmm.
They were part and parcel. I really do think for too many years, my self-reliance had led me almost into a place of self-exile.
How so?
And I wasn't going to, because after I had grown up in Alaska and grown up that way, what I did was I couldn't stop moving. I was a travel writer and I would just fly around the world and I didn't have any friends and I certainly wasn't dating anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And even if anybody wanted to date me, I didn't even know how to deal with that. We talk in the book about how my husband sort of had to chase me down. He asked me out, and I immediately left for Canada for a month, and then he called me very patiently once a week on the phone, asking me out again. And
do you think, though, Leah, that self-imposed exile was about, and you talk really about it in the book, about not being able to trust anyone, not being able to be vulnerable because of what you saw in your parents' marriage?
Very much. You know, I think so much could happen, and sometimes I felt, especially in the very difficult times with my parents, I felt often like connecting with people was like going to a brick factory where they spit bricks out and then land it on your head. And
wow.
I really had always had that image where it's like, okay, well, don't go to the brick factory because you might get hit in the head. You know, I don't want to do that. And I just couldn't even, I still struggle with it to this day. I mean, it's going to be, I'm a lot better, but even now, you know, for the book, I'm going to be doing some touring, and my husband was going to make reservations for me to fly. And it was very hard for me to hand over those reservations, you know, to not do it myself, to let him do it, because what happens if he didn't do it?
Right.
Well,
issues,
if he didn't do it.
But don't you think
you
that those are issues of control that you're still battling and that most of us are?
Of course. But you do make progress. I mean, I had my doubts and I got afraid, but I handed him the reservations and he did it. You know, it's like 10 years ago, no way.
Mm-hmm.
No way. No way. Even 5 years ago.
Absolutely.
That would have been hard.
This again,
very, very hard.
This again is an incredible story, Leah. Let's take a quick break. The book is called Still Points North, One Alaskan Childhood, One Grown-Up World, One Long Journey Home. You're on point, everybody. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was it.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. What an incredible conversation. If you're on your way this morning, it's 8:31, and today is Momentous Monday. It's March the 25th, and we're joined by Leah Newman. Her new book is called Still Points North, One Alaskan Childhood, One Grown-Up World, One Long Journey Home. And it's really a story of, I think, spiritual renewal in her telling her story of being divorced and the way that it affects each of us. And of course, we're each affected differently. But you talk about in the book, when you finally got married and you made that commitment, and then what happens?
Well, you know, half of the book is this kind of love letter to Alaska. And the other half of the book is this love story, which I very much had with my husband. But one of the things I just miscalculated on was I did not realize that I was not ready for marriage. And we went into the marriage and I was almost like the John Wayne of brides, you know. I was like, let's get the wedding going. Come on, we've got to get married. And I organized a big wedding and I invited everybody.
What do you think that was about?
Well, I think about it was about this dream of home I had. And I knew exactly what it was. I mean, ever since I was a little girl, like, there's a little collage I made where I cut out a little log cabin, and I cut out a husky dog, and I cut out a picture of a mommy and a daddy, and I put them up there. And I think that's what I always thought I would end up having. You know, I thought I'd grow up in Alaska, and I'd marry some big, strong guy, and we'd have a cat, and then we'd have a dog, and we'd live in the woods.
And so you had this fairy tale, very much a fairy tale life planned for yourself, and you were trying to make that happen.
I think I was. I mean, I hadn't really thought about marriage, but I knew that I was with somebody I loved, and I knew the next thing you were supposed to do was get married. I knew that.
So was there though that innate fear that if I do get married, will I end up like my parents?
Absolutely, but I could not articulate that to myself. If I had been able to say that to myself, perhaps I would have behaved differently. All I felt was an impending sense of doom and a black, scrambly panic. And about 3 months after we got married, I left him. I left my husband. And it was not a good decision, you know. This was not something where I said, oh, I'm with this terrible guy, I don't get along with them, we fight all the time. I knew something about the wedding. It was so important for him to have this big wedding. And all along I was trying to give it to him. And the whole time, I knew there was something wrong about this wedding. I felt so much pressure to give it to him, but I knew it was wrong for me. I just wanted us to go elope. I think that's all of the effort and will I could summon would be to run away with him. But like many women, you know, I wanted to make him happy, and I wanted to give him the day of his dreams.
And usually that's the other way around. Usually that's the woman's, you know.
That's true. Nobody believed me when I would say it. I would tell people, I don't want to plan this wedding. I think this is, and nobody believed me. Even myself, I didn't believe me.
And so what was wrong? What was really wrong?
I think that I was afraid. I was afraid that if we got married, I was going to have to change who I was. I was afraid that he would somehow hurt me. I was probably afraid he was going to leave me for another woman. My father had fallen in love with someone else, and I found out at a very young age. My mother, in a very angry mood when I was very young, told me what had happened, and that kind of, because, you know, she was alone, and she didn't mean to do this, but she didn't have anyone else to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was struggling a little bit with alcoholism at the time, and she told me a lot of things I wish, you know, in retrospect, I had known.
Mm-hmm.
But
how did you process that, Leah? Because I read that in the book when she said to you, do you know that your dad is dating? I think her name is Amy, his nurse.
Yeah.
Do you know that your dad?
Yeah. You know, kids have this way. One of the things was I lived two lives, right? So I would not like my father and think he was a very bad guy in Baltimore. And I would be on my mom's side, you know? And I loved my mom so much. And then I would go to Alaska, and I would be on my dad's side. My dad never talked about my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of awful too, kind of in a way, right? Because not talking about someone means that they don't exist,
yeah.
You know? And then you think, I think as a kid, when people disappear, you think, oh, if my mom disappeared from this world, mm-hmm. from all of our friends and all of our family, then I could be disappeared, right?
Right. Wow.
So,
and then
that's a tough one.
So 3 months into the marriage, you just bolt.
I did. But my husband didn't give up on me.
Mm-hmm.
He kept showing up everywhere I went,
mm-hmm.
kept showing up. And little by little, you know, we did talk about how we came through on this one. But it was really him deciding to just stay in there and pull for this marriage and change things that really turned things around. I mean, you know, my dad always says this phrase, and it took me through everything. It's called, can't lose on Won't Street,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
If you're climbing up a mountain and you say, I can't go any further, my dad would just say, can't live on Wall Street, kiddo. Check your home address.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, Lawrence subscribes to this feeling, too, because he never quit. He just did not quit on me.
Mm-hmm. And so after you guys come back together,
mm-hmm.
what have you really learned about yourself? Because I think that, the reason why I thought this conversation was so critically important, because there are so many people...
Yeah.
just like yourself, that are afraid of commitment, that are afraid that what will happen if my life looks like my parents' lives look. How were you able
yeah.
to get free to live the life that God had for you and has for you?
Well, I think that one thing that Lawrence did about not quitting on me proved to me that people don't always go away. Because I sort of had in my, I'm not exactly sure how you, as a child, translate things. Because, in fact, it was my mother and I who jumped in the car and drove 5,000 miles away from my father. But in my mind, it was always that he had left us.
Mm.
That's always how it was in my mind, that he had left us, that he had left us behind and had new children and moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess in many ways what I did was try and be him, right, in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to leave first so that nobody mm-hmm. could leave me. But, you know, Lawrence just didn't leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a very powerful, somehow that was a powerful message to me that he was not going to leave me.
Mm-hmm. And that he was loyal.
And then I could go back and it was like everything was different. I knew no matter what, I'd already done the worst,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had left me. So
mm-hmm.
he probably wouldn't leave me again. And right after we got together, this isn't in the book, but just a few short months later, I got pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I got pregnant by accident.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking in the car, I was on my way to Los Angeles to see my half-brother graduate from college. And I started throwing up, you know, in the car on the way to the airport. And I thought, I could be pregnant.
I just started throwing up.
And I was right on pregnant. And I thought, this is great.
Uh-huh.
This is perfect. This really is a message.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We've come so far. We're back together. I love him. And we're going to have this baby right now. It's the worst time ever. We have no money. We bought this house together. We didn't have enough money to buy the house. We had to put some of it on credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even have any heat in the house. And I just thought, let's do it. Let's
mm-hmm.
do it. Let's have this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. And it was wonderful.
And
it does open up your mind to making your own kind of family.
Absolutely. And so what did your parents say about Still Points North? What were their feelings about the book?
Well, I think my dad was enormously proud of me. And I think he was also, you know, a little afraid. He is a very private person,
mm-hmm.
you know. You know, there's so many, most of the book is written in homage to what a wonderful and extraordinary guy this
mm-hmm.
was. You know, I mean, he could do everything.
Mm-hmm.
He can cook food. You know, He can hunt a caribou. He mm-hmm. can sew on a patch. He can literally make his own shotgun shells. Mm-hmm. You know, he can make a smoothie. He can play classical piano. There's really not a lot the guy can't do. He's mm-hmm. this extraordinary surgeon who has made people walk again. But this book did show some of the, and I know that his one regret is that he didn't talk to me more mm-hmm. as a child. And this book does talk about that, about how he struggled. You know, I think he thought he was trying to talk to me. Mm-hmm. You know, when he took me fishing and showed me how to catch a king salmon or showed me how to canoe down a rapids, he was trying to talk to me. That was talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was trying to say, here, honey, you're confident, you're capable. I'm going to give you these skills and you're going to be able to do things and I'm always going to be by your side.
Mm-hmm.
But the words just didn't come out.
Right. And I got the feeling that he was always trying to make you man up, so to speak, even though you were a little girl.
Yeah, he was. He was trying to teach me how to negotiate this crazy life, mm-hmm. you know, whether that's in the wilderness or that's in a city or that's in dealing with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't treat me. He didn't baby me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is, because it teaches you a whole different wise way of living.
And but it's
a hard thing because, you know, when you cry, he mm-hmm. says, you know, stop the waterworks and let's keep going. And
suck it up.
You know.
And so at the end of all of this and at the end of the day, it,
mm-hmm.
it really seems like you were able to forgive your parents. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Not just forgive them, but I'm exceptionally grateful to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did live, we had a drastic life. You know, you just can't pretend it wasn't drastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that we experienced, not just in, like, let's say a rapid-filled canyon where we overturned our raft and floated onto the beach and then had to try and find food for the next week since all of our food floated down the river. That's drastic.
Mm-hmm.
But other things are drastic. You know, the way that my parents lived, they were almost kind of superheroes of independence. The choices that they made, they showed enormous fearlessness. They mm-hmm. didn't always make the right decision,
mm-hmm.
but the model that they gave me was to be true to yourself
mm-hmm.
and to do what you needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
To not sit there and hide behind something.
Absolutely.
Which is very much made me who I am today. I'm very grateful for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really am. When I think about my mother getting in that car and driving away from everything with me in the back seat and probably knowing her, you know, $50,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know, I don't know whether I'd have the courage to do that if I was in a very bad marriage.
Absolutely.
I don't know whether I would.
And so now your life has evolved and you're deputy editor for Oprah.com and writing for the
mm-hmm.
magazine and writing for New York Times, just doing, you know, doing things that, that people, most people can only dream of doing. Are you living your dreams?
I think I am. I think the book was a dream. Honestly, there was always something in my mind. Well, the two dreams, I think, were the kids. That was the thing that really turned things around for me. I didn't know I wanted children, but when I had them, I realized the person I could be
mm-hmm.
and the person I had to be, which was a calmer person.
Absolutely.
Which was somebody that didn't shout, that just has a rule, no shouting.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up in Alaska, when the plane is floating down the river, everybody shouts. You know, we grew up with a lot of shouting,
mm-hmm.
a lot of screaming, mm-hmm. a lot of goddamns.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, have kind of created a family very consciously, and I thought about it very specifically, where there wasn't going to be a lot of shouting,
mm-hmm.
and there wasn't going to be a lot of running, you know,
mm-hmm.
running for that airplane as it drifts off. It was going to be a little calmer. We were going to be able to just go a little slower. We were going to be a little less exciting,
mm-hmm.
but a little more peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing was writing this book, I think, and I've just started. So I guess if living the dream means the book has been out for 6 days. You know, and mm-hmm. my dad always said, he would say, like, there's a story that I tell in the book about a bear coming right to the door of our tent and
uh-huh.
him pulling me back and saving my life. And then I was just sort of waiting in the tent to see if the bear was going to come into the tent and, you know, eat us or just kind of go away.
Mm-hmm.
Bears will often do that. And you know, he said later in life, you know, that bear by the tent will make a funny story one day, honey. You're going to see. And he's right. All
mm-hmm.
these things did make, they made a funny story, and they made a very complicated and I hope moving story. That's what I hope. I hope it moves people. I hope people get something out of it.
You know what, Leah? I believe that people will get something out of it. And With the book being out only 6 days, you know how honored we feel that you did just what you said and you came back and you shared your story. We are eternally grateful for that. And the book, in a word, it is incredible. And I hope that it does all that you hope that it will do. Tell people how they can connect with getting the book and give them your website.
Okay, my website is leigh-newman.com. But the easiest way is just to punch in Still Points North in Google, and it will my website will come right up. You can buy the book on Amazon. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble online. And actually, it's in the front of the stores this week. There's a big heap of books in the front of every Barnes & Noble store. Or you can buy it at your local independent bookseller, which would be wonderful, right? If you have a little bookshop and you have an independent seller, you can go in and hopefully they'll have it. I would love it.
Lee, you know what? Forgive me for calling you Leah. I just want to call you Leah, but it is Lee.
That's okay. You can call me Leah.
Lee Newman. The book is Still Points North, One Alaskan Child, One Grown-Up World, One Long Journey Home. It is a book worth picking up reading. And you know what, Lee? I believe that your story and your courage is going to give life to the next person's story and the next person's courage to get past that fear of failure, that fear of disappointment, and all those fears that keep us paralyzed and keep us from moving into our destinies. Thank you so much for sharing your world and your work.
It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Everybody, the book, again, is Still Points North. Lee Newman is the author. She's the deputy editor for Oprah Magazine, also writes for O Magazine. Thank you, Lee, again, for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avols Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. American Wholesale Mattress. If you didn't get a good night's sleep last night, what are you waiting for? American Wholesale Mattress, 717 MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-443-9524. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. State Farm agent Kyle Wolf, he serves of Oils Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, Lineage Law. If you're looking for a law firm that cares about helping you make those final decisions about what you would want your life to be after death, or you're going through a succession, or you just need that legal information, Lineage Law is on point to help you. We thank them for being proud sponsors of the OPT Network. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, Davis One Stop. It's in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions, healthcare services, people care by caring people. Don't forget about their incredible spring fitness, fighting obesity, childhood obesity. We're going to tell you more about that. It's coming up April the 7th, and we're going to give you more information about how you can connect with that. Also, we want to thank our great friends at McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the show, we're wrapping up an incredible conversation with Lee Newman, who is the deputy editor-in-chief, editor for Oprah.com. She also writes for O Magazine. She's written for so many great publications. And she came back, true to form, just as she said, to share her story and her life with us. But most importantly, to share the courage it takes to talk about those hard things, those things like divorcing, and how so many of us live our lives in fear. It goes back to this morning's start of being able to get out of the way of self, and allow those great things that God has in store for us to manifest. And the only way to do it And we talked about this last night at our family's table. The only way to do it is to confront those issues that have hurt you, that have given you so much pain, that have caused you to think that you are not worthy, or that allow you to be unable to be vulnerable. Whatever they are, when you begin to open up to that truth, I am telling you, there is nothing more freeing. There is nothing more liberating than opening up your life. And for a lot of people, it doesn't mean that you have to open up like our Real Women Real Talk on radio, or that you have to write your memoir. But at some point, you have to open it up. And when you open it up and you start to call it what it is, and you start to see it for what it was, and you see it as something that has built your character, something that has worked in your life to make you who you are, that if all the things in your life had not happened just the way they had happened, your life may not be what it is today. And last night at my family's table, one of the things that we talked about very often was the word gratitude. Being grateful for life coming full circle and us being right where we are, even though we had some challenges and we had some shortcomings and we had some things that maybe didn't go right. But we could, DC and I could relate to Lee's story so incredibly much, because we are both products of families that were divorced. But I am here to say to you this morning that those things don't have to define the rest of your life unless you allow it to. And I said last night to my family, when you refuse to face fear, there is always going to be these demonic forces in the atmosphere that are going to work to tell you about why you can't be happy, why it won't work, why this will never happen. Why? You see, the word says that the devil is a liar and he is an accuser. And so what happens ultimately is that he lies to you about your future, because you see, he can see the greatness that lies ahead. But if he can get you to believe that lie and buy into that lie, you will never see the greatness that lie ahead. I am telling you this morning, if you only take one thing away from this conversation, we hope that it will be, get out of the way. Get out of the way and watch the miracle happen. There's nothing that you can do to create the greatness. The greatness comes from within. The greatness is God's job. We are just the instruments. Allow your instrument, allow yourself to be used by doing the next thing, by throwing your heart over the bar and saying, okay, even though I might be a little bit afraid, I'm going to do it anyway. Y'all, thank you so much. You guys are always so incredible, and we feel in the spirit realm. We feel the quiet. We feel the pondering of, have I been in my own way all this time? And more importantly, what can I do to get out of the way? And for each person, that's a little bit something different. And if you ask the question, what do I need to do to get out of the way? And you sit and you wait, the answer will come. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a momentous Monday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Have a great day.